Thank you for holding. Is this Josh?
This is.
Hey, Josh. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing today?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. I'm blessed and highly favored. I'm on the right side of the dirt, so I cannot complain. I understand that you were having a brief conversation with my representative, Tara. Did she do a good job of explaining why we were giving you a call today?
Yes, sir.
Okay. She asked me to go over some pricing and details with you. There's a new in business credit that she's requesting I apply. But did you have any questions about the listing on Google or how any of it works?
It pretty well works like the restaurants near me, like where you type in, say, restaurants, and it gives you a map of restaurants in the specific area that you're in, right?
Exactly. Have you ever seen that map that pops up there on the first page, and then there's three top recommended guys? That's where we're talking about listing you. Right now, it's got like Dyer's Grading and Excavation, GA Mountain Grading LLC, and Ledford Grading and Landscaping. Have you heard of those guys?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so we want to make Appalachian Brush Control LLC one of those options. We have one spot that just opened up within our company as a Google partner. And usually when these positions open up, Google gives us a list of guys that they feel are qualified. And then my reps like Tara, they go down that list until we find the one company to fill the spot. Once we fill the position, we close out the whole category. So we can't work with anybody else in the area that provides the same services. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So land clearing is just one keyword. We actually list you for up to 15 keywords at a time, and it covers up to a 40-mile radius. So you can actually you can cookie cutter it, though. Like, if you don't want to go that far, we could shrink it or kind of only highlight certain zip codes if you'd like. So we can fully customize it.
Yeah.
Okay. The beauty of these placements and the reason that they're so sought after is because, one, 90% of searches start and stop right here on page one. People don't usually go past these guys. And then, two, these particular ones are different from Google Ads or Google Guarantee because you won't have to pay per click or pay per lead or pay per call, right? It's just one flat monthly rate. You know, if you get 100 calls, your bill's the same. It doesn't go up or change based on what you're making, right?
Yeah.
So that's always nice, you know. A lot of times with things on the first page, you got to pay per click or pay per lead, but not with Google Places placements. But again, the hard part is not so much the cost, it's the availability. Last time we had availability in this category was over a year ago. So it's not in every... Yeah, we can't just slap you guys up there whenever. If somebody has the spots already, we let them, you know, continue to solicit that space unless they're getting, like, really bad reviews or something where we have to step in and part ways with them. But that rarely happens, you know. So these guys just run it and leave it up there. Usually if you spend a dollar, make $10 back, you don't got a problem spending that dollar again. So it usually doesn't help with people who want to get up there if the guys that are up there are already, you know, soliciting it for a long period of time. So Tara tells me, like, the business is pretty fresh. Like, you don't have a website or anything?
I've got a domain. I just haven't really done a whole lot with it.
Gotcha. Okay. So it just needs content and hosting, basically.
That's it.
Okay. Let me see what I can do for you. We have a platinum package that comes with the website. But they do charge usually a one-time fee for the domain purchase. Like, there's a setup fee that goes into it. The setup fee is for, you know, obviously creating the account, purchasing the domain, getting you through your Google PIN verification, which is something you're going to want to do at some point just to make sure you even show on Google as a verified contractor. Okay, so they're asking $499 with a $200 setup fee for the platinum bundle with the site. What I'm thinking I could do is if I apply this new in business credit, I can get the monthly down to just $299 month to month, and then I could put in a request to have the setup fee reduced to $99 That'll save you $101. So the initial investment would go down to $398, and then each month after that, you'd be looking at $299, and we would lock you in at that pricing structure, so it won't go back up to $499 later. If I could, if I could approve that for you, is that something you could see a value in doing for Appalachian Brush Control LLC?
So let me make sure that I've understood all this.
Okay.
So for the what you're saying, if you can get it down to $299, then that would cover the front page of Google and a website?
Correct.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
I've already got my domain. How does that work?
Yeah, so you just give us access to the domain during your client interview, and then we're going to do, we include all graphic design, so we'll fully customize the domain name exactly how you want it to look. Who did you buy the domain from? Is it Wix or GoDaddy?
Maybe Wix.
Wix? Wix is pretty easy to use for the most part. Like, a lot of time you can just get in there and plug and play. You don't have to, like, code when you're setting it up. You can usually kind of copy and paste photos and things like that in there.
Right.
So that one's real simple. You know, we could definitely do Wix for you. Obviously, we're not going to be copy and pasting photos, but sometimes people end up going through Wix because it has that feature. They don't have to do anything fancy to set it up. You know, you can kind of plug and play. If you're a rookie, that's a good place to start out. But we could cover you if you have Wix, GoDaddy, or Google Domains. Those are the three major domain providers, so there'll be login credentials. You just hand them the login credentials during the client interview, and once they get in there, we'll provide hosting, and then we'll be able to do full content creation. So we'll customize it, and then any changes you want to make while you're using our service, the hosting's included. So it's a part of it. You just let us know, and then we ask you to give us 24 hours to see the changes, and then we go in there and customize it for you.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
So my domain is through Squarespace. I don't know if that is a thing.
Let me see here. Give me 1 second. I got to verify this one.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Does it have the business name? Does it say, like, AppalachianBrushControl.com?
It does.
Okay. Then you definitely want to keep that. Okay. Just going to verify with our graphic designer here. Okay, yeah, he said yes, we can work with them.
Okay, cool.
Yep, so we'll be able to use that domain. But he's saying there would be that one-time setup fee of $99. So your initial investment's going to be $398, and then each month after that, it'll go down to the $299 and stay there.
Uh-huh.
But that's with the website included. Also, we'd be able to provide Facebook ads in the Platinum package, too. So do you have a business Facebook page?
I do.
You do? Do you run ads through it at all? Like the Meta ads?
I've been starting to do that, yes, sir.
Okay. We have a Meta-certified technician in-house that would host it for you. When you're on a Platinum bundle, they'll give you up to a $100 budget each month for that.
Uh-huh.
So we could have him get in there and actually host the ads for you, try to drive as much traffic through there. How much are you spending on Facebook ads?
Like $20 or $30 every time.
Oh, so it's like every week or every 2 weeks?
Yeah, something like that. I think they run for like a week at a time.
Yeah, that sounds about right. They usually ask for a weekly budget.
Yeah.
So they'll plug in 25 into that per week, and then they'll host it for you, so you don't have to worry about hosting it. You guys can just focus on the clients that are coming in. Also, you'll have the Google Analytics tracking system and the Local Splash app, so you'll be able to actually oversee all of your online listings through one app, and that helps a lot.
Oh, yeah.
If you're missing calls, it'll save their information, like what keyword they looked up to find you, what zip code they called from. You know, and you'll have recordings in there if they use the click the call feature on a mobile device, so you could actually hear yourself pitching people or go back and call them back if you are missing them. You could also request reviews through there. Like if you're in your truck and you're getting ready to leave a job, you could just send them a link. You put their number in there, and it sends them a link to the Google Business profile asking to put that star rating up there and write a review. That's a useful tool because we're doing everything from scratch, so we want to build up your reviews as much as we can. Maybe even send that out to some people that you worked with in the past.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that'll help us build it up. And then the Google verification is a pretty quick process when you're working with a Google partner. Usually only takes us like 2 to 3 days. There's a little form you got to fill out and send in some photos and your basic information, anything that's required in your industry. Uh-huh. And then you send that in. That goes to Google directly, and they'll put that little badge and check mark on your Google Business profile. It says Google Verified Contractor. And that's good because even if you leave the first page placement later, let's say you stopped paying for our services that are keeping you up there, they'll still be able to look up your business name and see that you're a Google Verified Contractor. So they don't got to worry about if you're, you know, some nobody. You know, they'll be able to verify that you have all your information up there and your company's legit. Tara's sending me these zip codes here, 30512, 30582, and 30546. Those are your main target areas?
Yes, sir. Those are the main areas I work in.
Okay. Let me see. Oh, these are all pretty local.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, these are all covered within your service area already.
Gotcha.
I don't got to do anything fancy to hit those.
Can you block out, like, say, any North Carolina zip codes? Because
yes,
it's just so difficult to get over there. Like the Department of Transportation and stuff, they're just so aggravating to deal with, I don't even fool with that.
Gotcha. Yeah, we could definitely fully customize the campaign. That's also something that they would gather the exact information from you during that client interview. So they'll go over, like, the specific service area, and we'll cookie-cutter it. So that way, the only people who are seeing your business when they're looking up those keywords are within the areas that you're willing to go to. We don't want to waste your time or their time recommending you to them if it's not something you want to go out and do. Yeah. So we'll customize it. Make sure all your leads are qualified.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the only one that's far is the 582 one here. Looks like that, or maybe the 546 is the furthest one from you. But they're all...
Yeah, so they're... It should be Blairsville, Young Harris, and Hiawatha.
Yeah, that's what I have here as well, too. I'm using the maps. Hiawatha looks like the furthest one away, but even when I pull it from Blairsville, it's saying it's only 20 to 21 miles. So that's...
Yeah.
That's all within your service area already.
Gotcha.
Yeah. I think with you, we might have to shrink it if you're trying to keep it that local. But I like to cover more ground, especially somebody who's doing, you know, land clearing and dirt work, you know, you want to cover as much ground as possible. The more ground you cover, the more opportunity we're going to get each month. And it's a month-to-month service. So the only way we're getting paid is if you're getting paid. So we want to maximize your opportunity to get paid, you know.
Does my service area, does it include, say, Blue Ridge?
Here, let me check it out. Yeah, Blue Ridge is 22.9 from you, so about 23 miles. Yep. And I'm plugging in this 112 Foxwood Drive that we have here for your Google thing. Yeah, so 22.9 miles to the center of Blue Ridge.
Yeah, that's about right.
Yeah, so you're pretty close. Pleasant Hill, Mineral Bluff, Morganton. They're all in here. I don't even know if you go to like Epworth or McKaysville up the 5 there by Blue Ridge or down the 76, but I mean you could hit Cherry Log easy, White Path. Let me see.
Yeah, we could do something like that.
Yeah. I mean, they'll customize it fully during the client interview, but if there's places you don't want to go, that's going to be more the focus, you know. They'll draw up that general service area, and then we want to pick your brain, make sure we're not wasting your time or the client's time with unqualified calls or unqualified service areas. So that's the beauty of it, too. Yeah, we take a lot of the headache out of it and make sure you're only getting connected to people that are actually going to be beneficial to you. Website's good. Everything's good. Okay. Squarespace. Now, you own the domain from Squarespace, right? You're not renting it?
No, I own it.
Okay.
I should own it anyways. I bought it, so.
Yeah, sometimes they have a weird deal where, like, you pay a couple $100, but you're, like, renting it for 2 years, you know? I just seen that on the site, so. But it does say that the site is owned, actually, but it's under construction. So it's just showing everything's blacked out.
Yeah. It's kind of got like a honeycomb background.
Yeah, like a black honeycomb going on.
Yeah.
Okay. You could receive mail at that address?
I'm not sure. I've never received it or anything, so...
Well, the only time we need to send anything in the mail is if you're missing, like, any license or insurance that might be required for what you do.
Are you talking the 112 Foxwood Drive?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can get mail there. I'm sorry. I was thinking the Appalachian deal.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, I was saying if you're missing anything that's stopping you from getting your verification when you send in your form, the only other options are to send a PIN in the mail and to do a three-way call with the Google headquarters to verify you over the phone. But if you can receive mail there and you can fill out that form in a timely manner, then we can get you up and running here pretty quickly.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. So, but if I can approve that pricing structure for you, $299 month-to-month with a one-time setup fee of $99, is this something you could see a value in coming on board with us today?
Yeah, I would definitely be interested in it.
All right. So I'm going to create your Google business profile. Is Josh short for Joshua?
It is.
Okay, what's your last name? I'm going to send you everything in writing.
It's Holbrooks, Holbrooks.
Okay. What's your business email address where I could send the receipt and the outline of the service agreement?
I've just been using my personal for now, but it's all lowercase, joshholbrooks15@gmail.com.
And this is fine. We won't have this posted anywhere, but if you do want to have that contact us profile and for your clients to fill out on your website, then we're going to want to switch it. Well, I mean, you could leave it like this too, though. You know, we could just have it forward to your personal. But it might get crowded in there. My personal's all crowded with, that's where I get all my bill receipts and whatnot.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, let me go ahead and update. All right. And then do you want me to hide that 112 Foxwood Drive address since you're going out to the jobs? They're not coming to you?
If you would like, that would be great. That way I don't have anybody coming to my house.
Yeah, exactly. I'm pro Second Amendment. Last thing I'm trying to do is get anybody shot. All right. So Blairsville, GA 30512. Okay, it'll still have city, state, and zip on there. That's okay.
Uh-huh.
All right.
That's fine.
All right, let me go ahead and hide it. Boom. All right, and then let me attach this domain name to it. And then how do you want your hours of operation for the business listed?
Right now, I think I've got them listed Monday through Saturday, 8 to 6.
Okay. Sunday closed?
Yeah.
Okay, good man. All right, you could accept cash, check, and card?
Yep.
Okay. All right, that was quick. All right, so I got your business profile set up, assuming that this phone number is the best phone number for your clients to contact you, right?
It is.
Okay. Is there a secondary line you want me to add, just in case I need to get a hold of you?
This is basically just it.
Okay.
This is my cell phone, so.
Okay. Let me go ahead and say. We can offer you a Google Voice tracking number if you want during your client interview. That'll be at your own discretion. Uh-huh. We won't charge anything extra for it, but it does show a different number up there. And then when they call you from that number, it lets you know that it's a potential Google lead coming through.
Gotcha.
Yeah, that way you know it's somebody calling you off the first page versus a personal call. Uh-huh. All right, so let me go ahead and update. All right, so I got the profile created. Now, I want to schedule this client interview, and this is what I was talking about earlier. The client interview is where they go over, like, your keywords, the service area. We'll get started on the website, get the login information for the website, the Facebook page so we can run the ads. So usually it takes about 30 to 40 minutes to do a client interview, but we ask for an hour in case the call goes over, you have extra questions. What's the best time today?
Could we do it in the evening?
Yeah, I have a 5 to 6 Eastern Standard available.
That would probably work.
I could also squeeze you in 6 to 7 if you really need. Could stay after.
The 5 to 6 should work.
Okay. I'm going to send you a calendar invitation to the appointment, and I'll shoot you a text message about 1 hour before. Just to remind you,
gotcha.
In case you get wrapped up in the day. But if anything pops up or changes, just let me know and that text comes through, and then I could always reschedule it. But I'd rather knock it out today. You know, the sooner we can get everything verified and client interview done, the sooner I can put you up there and start making some money. And we're going to need to do that, at least from what we see. If we could show proper return on investment in the first 30 days, then we end up working with you guys for a really long time. And that's the goal.
Right.
So, I'm not trying to put all this work in and see you gone next month. Okay. All right. All right. So I got your business profile created. I got the client interview scheduled for today between 5 and 6. And then in terms of securing your first month's payment of the $398, how did you want to do that?
We can do it with a card.
Okay. Now, is this under your name, the business name, or both?
It's under the business name.
Okay. So it says Appalachian Brush Control, LLC?
It is.
Okay. And is the billing address the same as the street address for the Google verification?
It is.
Okay. All right. So on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you for quality assurance.
Yes, sir. 1 second.
All right.
All right, it is 5572.
5572.
5889.
5889.
4178.
4178.
7724.
7724. Okay, and the expiration date, month, and year?
0327.
08027, and then there's a small three-digit code on the back.
080.
080. Okay. And there's a security question on your account in case you want to verify our identity or we want to verify your identity. So they have three options here. You got mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or first pet's name. Which one works best for you?
City I was born in works fine.
All right. Where were you born, Josh?
Blairsville.
Ah, not far, huh?
Not far.
All right. Verify. Okay. Repeat. All right. Blairsville it is. All right. And then I'm going to walk you through a voice verification recording as an added form of protection for you, because I have you on a discounted pricing structure for this platinum bundle. Now, as I'm walking you through this, if I say anything that you don't understand or you don't agree with, just stop me, okay? I'll verify.
Okay.
All right. So we're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. All of our calls are recorded for quality assurance to outline your agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Yes, Appalachian Brush Control, LLC.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the company?
Joshua Holbrooks and the owner.
All right. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
I am.
Okay. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you just provided?
I am.
All right. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, Josh, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Absolutely.
All right. It says 24 to 48 hours, but try to practice immediate response time. That's going to get you the best results.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. It says, in hiring Local Splash as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement while using our services?
Yes.
Okay. So I looked you up. I did see you had a couple of things floating around out there. If you want to continue to do some of those things, that's totally fine. I feel like after 30, 45 days of this, you'll probably leave some of them, to be honest. I don't think you're going to want to keep paying per lead. A lot of those pay-per leads buy their leads from Google Advertising and just resell them anyway. So we'll be putting you in position to generate your own. But more so, they put this in here just so that you don't, like, duplicate anything or pay for something that you already have, right? You can't have two Google business profiles or two Facebook profiles. That causes a discrepancy with the search engine. So obviously we're not going to duplicate any of the things that you already have. We're going to go into the ones that you already have existing, but we want to avoid any duplicates moving forward. So if you're not sure about it, just double check with us here. You'll have my direct line, and you'll also have 24/7 customer service available to you, and we could verify and make sure you're not wasting any money on anything or creating doubles.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm sure you saw I'm doing like a Angie's Leads or whatever.
Yeah. I don't really like those guys, to be honest, but I didn't want to get too into it.
I'm really not seeing the benefit of it, to be fair with you. I've been in it like, I don't know, nearly 20 days now, and I've yet to get a lead.
We're on this recording, but I'll shoot you a text message here, and there's the article. You can kind of read into them, and if you want to report them or go that route, then you can do that on your own. But I'm not supposed to, like, bash them, so to speak.
Fair enough.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan. I do know that they spend a lot of money on Google advertising, but their leads go to, like, four or five other people. It doesn't just go to you.
Oh, yeah.
And then they charge you the lead fee even if it even if you don't get it. So.
Right.
It's probably doing you a favor that you're not getting those leads to begin with.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking.
Yeah. It's almost like buying scratchers at the gas station or something. You know, it's like you might win, you might not. Either way, you pay for it.
Right.
Yeah. My customers have found usually when they switch from that, they like this a lot better because you actually get live calls with a real human being on the line, and you don't got a lead fee for every single one of them.
Oh, yeah. They're good salesmen over there. I'll say that for them.
Oh, Jesus. Well, Yeah, I don't want to bash into that, but I'll just leave it as it is. I sent you my number in that article, too, so you can kind of read into it. That article will tell you a lot. It's from the Federal Trade Commission.
Gotcha.
All right. And then it says, the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We do recommend that you try our services for at least 2 months when you first sign up, but it is month to month. You're not binded to any kind of contract. It says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It is April 15th of 2024. It's going to be in the discounted pricing structure of $398 for our Platinum Package Bundle. I have included the custom website design for you at no additional cost, and I've waived all setup fees that are actually I've reduced the setup fee to a one-time payment of $99. Excuse me. That's mainly because we got to build the site. And then it says when the term is completed, the agreement is set up to automatically renew each month on the 15th day, but it'll go down to $299 for the Platinum Package Bundle. So you're locked in at that rate. I've also included the Facebook ads for you. So it's an indefinite discount, though, is what I'm getting at, Josh. It's not a $299 or $398 today, $299 next month, all of a sudden full price a couple months down the line. It'll actually just stay $299 as long as you're with us.
Gotcha.
Okay. And then it says in the fine print, you could discontinue or cancel any time. There's no cancellation fee or penalty or anything like that. All that we ask is if you are going to discontinue, let us know before the next billing's due so we can stop the billing cycle.
Gotcha.
All right. And it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, sir.
All right. So I'm going to process this payment of $398. When it clears, you're going to get a text message with an outline of the agreement in writing. You're going to get a Google you're going to get another text that's going to have a link to your Google verification form. And then you're going to get another text. These are all coming email as well, text and email. But you'll get another one with your login credentials and a link to the app. So you can download the app, and it'll have your username and password in there. And then there's in the email, there's a YouTube video that shows you how to use the tracking system.
Gotcha.
Okay. But I'm going to hang on here and make sure you get all that. And once you got it, then we're basically good to go until the client interview this afternoon. So have you been getting those text messages?
So I've got a thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file.
Please click here. Click on that link there.
Uh-huh.
All right. So this is the outline of the agreement in writing. And then at the bottom, it's going to ask you to sign off on it when you get a chance. So I just wanted to show you that. That's also been sent over to your email. So this has it all documented, like the Facebook ads, the website, the Google first page placement. Everything's in black and white right there. So even though it's month to month and you're not, like, signing any kind of long-term contract, it's still a written exchange of services. Like, hey, this is what we're doing for you for the price. And then the invoice is also sent over to your email. There's going to be another text that'll come through. And then this one should say pictures needed for Google verification. I'm not seeing that one yet.
Yeah, I haven't got it yet.
Okay, I'm going to manually force it through. So you might end up with two or three of them. Well, let me see here.
Gotcha.
I'd rather you have two or three than zero, that's for sure.
That's right.
All right, here we go. All right, so it says that should come through here. Allow 60 seconds. Now, this verification form, Josh, don't feel like you have to get it all done right away, but obviously try to get it done quickly. It's Monday, so if we could have everything in there, you know, by tomorrow or Wednesday, that would be great, but I understand, you know, sometimes it takes my guys like 2-3 days just to gather all the stuff that they're asking for. So it's more, it's like tool, they ask for pictures of tools and equipment, work vehicle with license plate. You could cover your license plate number if you want. They ask for business license and insurance if you have it, or if it's required by the state to do what you do. A business card. Sometimes people don't have a business card. That's fine. business registration, an invoice, and a photo of the workplace, which your workplace probably changes daily. So fill it out as much as you can. At the bottom, it lets you know if anything's missing and Google can't verify you just with this form alone, then we're going to get on a three-way call with Google as long as you say it's okay for us to call you, and we'll just verify you over the phone, okay? Once you're verified, Josh, never got to do it again unless you move out of Blairsville somewhere, you know, unless you leave. Okay?
So I don't think that's going to happen anytime soon. So.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, not based on the security question. No, but it's just good to have long term, you know, like even if you leave us, that's something that is a huge credibility factor that your business is going to keep for the long run. So you have the short term benefits of the customers it's bringing in, but the long term benefit of credibility.
Right.
Yeah. So you definitely want to get that done. And then once it's knocked out, it's knocked out. You won't have to go down that path again.
That's it.
All right. But that concludes the initial setup. So let me see here. Did you get that that verification form to come through?
Let's see. To get your Google business profile verified, yep.
That's it. Okay. And then in just a little bit, it sometimes takes about 3 to 5 minutes for the system to generate it. They'll send you another message with a link to the tracking system, and it'll have your temporary username and password. Once you log into there, you can change
it. Okay, so I just got that.
Oh, it came already. Wow, that's fast.
Yeah.
Okay, let me see here. Oh, yep, that's it, with the D-Online password. Yeah, so you could change that password to whatever you like once you log into it. You're not going to see too much on that tracking system, though, until we get the client interview, the verification done, you know, and have you on that first page for clients that are coming in, and then it'll keep track of those guys.
Right.
Okay. But that concludes the initial setup process. So obviously, I want to thank you for signing up. You know, welcome aboard. All I want you to focus on right now is sign in your subscription terms. That's the first text. And then be available for that client interview between 5 and 6. We'll walk you through that. And then if you have any other questions, comments, or concerns along the way, you have my direct number and extension. And that 877 line, we also have 24/7 customer service. So even if it's on the weekend, there's always a live operator here to help you with your account and your website.
Yeah.
All right, Josh. Well, it sounds like you're driving down the road. You drive safe, and then we'll circle back with you at 5, okay?
Well, I'm actually operating Traco right now. But
oh, is that what it is? That's a quiet one. Well, you got one of those Elon Musk quiet ones?
Well, I've got it turned down to where it's not making so much noise.
Yeah, it's super quiet. It sounds like you're driving a Tesla. All right. Well, enjoy the rest of your work day, and then we'll circle back with you at 5, okay?
Yes, sir. Sounds good.
All right. I'm looking forward to working with you. Have a great day.
Yes, sir. You too.
All right. Bye-bye.